Spartan Valley is our olive oil that has come from our village in Greece, Anoia Sparta, and it's our family's groves, our groves, and we have taken the olives, and it's the first press olive oil. So as soon as those olives come off the tree, they're pressed, and we bottle it, and we were able to bring it over finally after many years of trying to get it here.
And tell me about that that work to get it here. What does it take to get that olive oil from the tree to the downtown farmers market in downtown Springfield?
We're very lucky. We have relatives who that's what they do for a living. That's their livelihood. They're farmers, and so once they get those olives down, they press the oil there in our village, and then it goes out to whatever different distributors that want it in the area, and then you can get it bottled, and that's how we got it here. It was a lot of work trying to get the import licensing and all those kind of things. It took us over a year and a half to get everything situated, but we've been bringing it for ourselves for about 15 years now.
Why did it take a year and a half?
Well, you start in Greece, first of all. You have to find a company that's willing to, you take your oil to them and they bottle it for you. So that was our number one, was finding somebody willing to bottle it for us and also do the labeling for us, get it FDA approved and get all the things, all the different nutritional facts down and make sure everything was right. And then it comes to the U.S. and then it has to go through customs and importing and all that good stuff. And then that's how we finally got it here. So it just took time. They were pressed in February, March time period, and then it was here by June 6th. So it's about a 3-month process to even get it here in general.
Wow. But when it comes to oil, certainly by what Americans are used to and finding on the grocery store shelves, that seems pretty fresh.
It's very, very fresh and very pure. It's that first press, which is the extra, extra virgin olive oil. So
it's that dark green that people are accustomed to, like a robust kind of flavor.
Very thick, very flavorful. When you open the bottle, you smell the olives. So it's a big difference between what you get at the grocery store shelves most of the time.
Now, I've had the opportunity to spend some time in the south of Spain, where you, as you're driving through some of these towns where olive oil is produced, you can actually smell it in the air. Talk a little bit, if you would, about that area of Greece and those groves, your family's land.
Definitely. When we go, if you go in the winter months, you smell oranges in the air. And then when you go in the summertime, right there in the spring, summer, you smell the olives because that's when they're pressing. And we actually have an olive refinery right by our house, so we smell it all the time when they're pressing it. So it's everywhere. That's all you see.
How long have you, when did you launch here in Springfield, and how has your product been received so far?
It's been wonderful. We got it here the first week of June. We got it by June 8th, I think, was when we finally got it from Chicago on the truckload. And we put it into our little store that we have over on West Lawrence. And from there, people love it. They're all excited. They're excited that it's a Springfield thing. Nobody else, you can't get it anywhere else in the world, truthfully. Here is where it's going to be. And we're hoping, right now we're in Schnucks and Apple Barn. So, the little novelty stores really like it and are trying to pick it up.
And what have been some of the questions maybe that you've gotten from people who are even coming up here to the farmers market as they're seeing, Greek pillars and the dark bottles there, what have they been saying or asking you about?
A lot of people, we were very lucky. We had a really nice article written up for us in the State Journal Register, so a lot of people are like, oh, we finally get to see it. But the main question is always like, well, how is this local? And so once we explain that it is our groves, that's what's in our backyard in Greece, and we were able to bring it here, they love it. They think that's great because really nobody else is going to be able to get it.
So people who are buying are concerned about that local connection.
That local connection.
Where do the profits go? Do they stay here in Springfield? Do you have a partnership with your extended family in Greece? How is the proceeds from what you're selling? Where does it go?
Well, what we make here stays in Springfield, definitely, because our whole family is here. The nuclear family is here, brothers, sisters, parents, they're all here. So that money does stay here in Springfield. What does go out is to the family to be able to buy the bottling, pay for the bottling. And that's about the only money that does go out.
Is this a Greek pride thing for you?
Definitely. Always Greek pride. I'm very American, but I'm very Greek, so the pride is very thick for that part. So we're very proud to bring this to the people. It's something special.